Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Gene Greisman. Many of you know who Gene is. Gene's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and Gene is the author of a number of books, including Time Tactics of Very Successful People, and one of my favorite books, as you know, The Words Lincoln Lived By. And Gene is one of the top portrayers of Lincoln, of Abraham Lincoln, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, in the world. And if you ever have a chance to see him do his Lincoln portrayal, I encourage you to do that, and he'll give us the website in just a few minutes. And Gene, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be with you again. It's always a pleasure, Jeff.
And you want to talk today about self-preservation, self-defense, and self-preservation for leaders. Now, why do we need to be defended?
Well, the reason is, if you are a leader, you're often staking out new positions, having different ideas from those around you. And if you do anything different, it's going to attract opposition, ridicule, and often strong opposition. So one has to learn how to protect oneself from the opposition, rejection, the sneers of those who don't understand.
Well, that's a good point. And as you know, we have to be the change leaders. If they're not if, but when we have to make changes, they typically, the final decision has to come from the leaders. Even if some of the other folks help us to identify the need for change, even if some of the others help us, which I hope they do help us make those changes, the final decision, which might not be always be completely popular, has to be made by the leader. So that's you make a good point, Gene.
Actually, as you've already mentioned, I am a student of Abraham Lincoln and a number of other of the early presidents. But Lincoln had several ways that he had to protect himself because the war was not popular with millions of people, even in the North, and it's not popular at all in the South. So Lincoln had to work out some ways to reassure himself and stay on the right track. One of my favorite quotes from Lincoln, he said, "If at last when I come to lay down the reins of power, if at last I have only one friend left, that friend will be deep inside of me." And so you have to learn to do that. From my book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, he had a self-preservation principle. Whenever he made a mistake or something didn't work out, he had this rule. He said, "I found that when one is embarrassed, usually the shortest way to get through with it is to quit talking about it or thinking about it and go at something else." That's a good rule for business leaders. You're going to have a proportion of what you try that won't work out. Well, when that happens, learn a lesson from it and then quit brooding on it, thinking about it, and talking about it. Even if you have difficulty not thinking about it, you can quit talking about it. So that's a self-defense mechanism that Abraham Lincoln used. Later on, I'll give you one from George Washington, if you like.
Sometimes it is good to leave something behind, even for just a little while, isn't it?
Well, one favorite recommendation I have is to use a four-letter word when something doesn't work out. And the four-letter word is N-E-X-T.
Yeah.
Move on to something else.
Mm-hmm. And even if you know that you you're not through with that project, even if you know that sometimes we work on things, Gene, and it's not working out, but we're not ready to give up on it. We're not ready to say that it's not going to work. It's just not going to work right now, and there are other issues that can be involved, and so it's a good idea to sometimes I've found, and you make an excellent point, and sometimes I've found that if I just sort of put it aside for a little while, maybe even for a day or two, maybe for longer, and then come back to it later. A lot of times I see it through different eyes.
You see it through different eyes, and if you wait for a different time, the time may be better for it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people I interviewed when I was doing my television show was Jacques Cousteau, who told me that on two or three of his projects, it took him 10 years for him to get the money for a particular project, a movie or documentary he wanted to develop, or mm-hmm. a film he wanted to develop, a certain kind of ship or technology. He said, I try and I don't get the money. I try and I don't get the money. After 10 years, I get the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a self-preservation principle, too.
One of our Brain Trust members, Mark Allen, says his 5-year business plan took 10 years.
Do we have time to give you one from George Washington?
I got a half a minute.
George Washington may come as a surprise to many of your listeners. Toward the end of his life, was the target of very hostile thoughts and words and letters. Tom Paine actually wrote an open letter in which he prayed for Washington's imminent death and wondered if he was an apostate or an imposter. Here's the way George Washington responded. He said, I regard all of this as the faint sound of cannon shots in the distance.
Well, he certainly
that's a wonderful way to put it if you're an old general.
That's exactly right. Well, sometimes we have to do that. We have to be able to look at things with that perspective. We have to back up a little bit and set things aside for a little while. We're going to set things aside for just a few minutes, take a quick break. We come back, Gene Griceman is going to talk to us some more about self-preservation as leaders. I think we can use a little help there, too. Stay with us, Tintil. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Gene Griceman. And you may also identify him in the bookstores as Eugene Griceman. Sometimes the initial B in front of Eugene Griceman, but the last name is G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N, Gene Griceman. And I encourage you to check out anything that Gene has to offer. And Gene, why don't you give us your website, please?
My website is www.presidentlincoln.com. Presidentlincoln.com.
All right.
And we'll send them a free newsletter if they send us an email.
I appreciate that, Gene, very much. And folks, I encourage you to do that. That's at presidentlincoln.com. Gene, let's talk some more about self-preservation of leaders. And we talked a little bit about self-defense. What about the self-preservation thing? What do we need that for?
Well, the self-preservation is essentially this. You have to find some way to protect that energy, that drive, that vision that causes you to set out in a particular direction in the first place. You sometimes have to stoke your own fire. You have to keep yourself going. Now, if you can find someone who can encourage you and support you, that's terribly important, but you have to have some way to guard your vision, guard the beliefs that you have. If you think that everybody's going to love you when you set out to be a leader, you're badly mistaken.
You know, Gene, that is such an important point, because every small business owner, and you know this very well, not only for yourself, but for all the people that you've interviewed in your long and important career, everybody who is following their own dream, who has a vision for where they want to go, there comes a time when you're all alone, except for you're all alone physically, but you also are also you're visited by some of the comments by others. You get to hear other people saying this won't work, or they say something that might be negative or whatever, and that rolls around in your head sometimes. And you've got to believe in your vision enough to be able to deal with that, don't you?
You're so right. Actually, the people who love you the most may do the most damage,
mm-hmm.
because the people who love you the most are very interested in your self-preservation. They want you to do well, And when they see you take a chance, they're going to be very nervous about it. And if things don't turn out well immediately, or if you hit a bad turn, they'll say, oh, gosh, I wish that Jim or Gene had stayed on at that secure job down at the plant. Or held on to that job instead of starting out on this crazy venture. They have often your best interest at heart, but they'll say things that are wounding, and you'll let them in often because you do love them. You'll let their thoughts come in, and that can damage you very badly. So you have to learn to turn those away. Then
that's
you
the
have
reason.
To
that's
also learn to turn opponents away. I remember when I interviewed Aaron Copland, great composer, I said, what do you say to yourself when people don't like you first, when they don't like your music? And he said, I have to say to myself, they're fools for not recognizing how good it is.
Well, Gene, one of the things that one of my mentors told me a long time ago, and I've mentioned this on the show quite a bit because I think it's an important way to look at things. Whenever I was at a point where I didn't know if I should keep going or not, whether I wasn't sure if my vision was, if it was my vision or my hard-headedness that I was following, and he said, ask yourself this question. Have you got a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? And whenever I have applied that, you know, and sometimes I've had to apply it two or three times to get the answer, the correct answer. Whenever I've done that, that's helped me.
That's a very good way to look at it. The other day I received an email that was not terribly pleasant or complimentary. And I have to admit that most of the emails I get are complimentary, but this was not one. And whenever it came in, I thought of what Washington had said, and it went over. I turned this one over in my mind. That email sounds like the faint sound of cannon shots in the distance.
Gene, I know
Washington
that you
could say that as an old general and say a cannon shot in the distance won't hurt me very much.
I've got 20 seconds. You recently portrayed Lincoln at the library
at the Jimmy Carter
Library.
Yes, and I'll be performing again on Lincoln's birthday, February the 12th. Do two performances, 12 and 2, at the Jimmy Carter Library in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, all right. So that's a good date to pay attention to. Gene Griceman, thank you for being here as always.
It's a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Gene,
thanks so much, Jim.
PresidentLincoln.com. Don't forget his website. And the book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, is one of my favorites. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.